Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nida Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. At the bottom of the Amud, about to take a look at the analysis of the next Mishnah, which we already read, which deals with the Kishui, and we saw the Machloket that Rabbi Meir says it's 40 or 50 days, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's got to be Yehuda says it a month, and we also have Shimon say 2 weeks. Okay. Hashta chamishim makshia arba yimibaya. Why does Rav Meir say 40 or 50? If 50 works, then why 40? Chistel kasha kan lechola kan lebriya. If she's sickly, then it could be 50 days. If she's healthy, 40. Relay the end of Vlad Matar Eliyamim haruyin liyot behen zava. The Vlad generates this Tahara, but only during days when she could theoretically be a zava. Yimei ziva mean 11 days. He gives it 18 days because if she was Tamei on, let's say, days 9, 10, and 11, she'd have another 7 days of counting, and those are also days during which the Vlad is Matar, which means if she has a baby then she's Tahara. According to Rav, so let's say that it was a Zava, and then she had a Stira in the middle of her Shiva Nakim, and then had another Stira, which means theoretically it could go on forever. Okay, Tanan Kama Yehu Kishuya. Let's take a look at the Mishnah and test Rav versus Levi. Rameh Rameh Rabbaim HaMishim Yom. So Mishnah on the Rav Mishkachat Lag of Adav Ahava. Based on Adav Ahava's fix, it works because theoretically she could have 50 days in which she's Zava and then counting and then Stira and counting again, etc. Now Levi Kash, according to Levi, there's only 11 possible days. How could it be 40 or 50? Melech Levi Miktani Tor Rav Chulan. Rav Meir didn't say she's Tahor during that whole period. Meaning, she has Kishui, so for if it happens to be during Yimei Nida, like that was the first time she had, so for 7 days she'll be Nida. The next day she'll be Tahora. They say it a little differently. Which means it has to be days 1 through 9, shall we say. My taima dama yamim rabim k'tiv. Right, so that Zavag Dola is Dama Yamim Rabim, many days, which is 3 days. We all learn the Yamim Rabim, Yamim Shnaim, Rabim Shalosh. Abishol, Mishpeder about Rav Amar, so now he's quoting Rav, he says, Afili Yamim Haruin Liot Behen Zavag Tana, meaning even days 10 and 11 in the cycle. Now, both of them are going to have a problem with Rameir. My time, Yamei, V'chol Yamei Hatang Tiv. It says, Kol Yamei, so it's like saying, even in any of the days. So with Rav and Levi, I have a difficulty because they only allow for either 9 or 11 days, not 40 or 50. And the same answer, Miktani Torah B'chulan, it doesn't say Torah B'chulan, because that means Ziva Torah, as we had. Tanya, I have a rare, Yesh Makasha Kuf Nun Yom. A woman could have 150 straight days of Dam and Ziva Olamehan, and she's never a Zava. Ketzad, how does that work? Shnaim Beloit. So let's say she was in need in the middle of pregnancy. And then, she had two on days 10 and 11 of her Yimei Ziva. V'shiva Nida, and then there's 7 days of Nida. U'shnaim Shalachar Nida, and then two more of days 1 and 2 of the Yimei Ziva. And then she comes into 50 days before birth. V'chamishim Shav Vlad Matayr. She keeps bleeding, and that's all to her because of the Vlad. Because we all know that retrospectively. If she had a girl, she has another 80 days in which that dam is not going to be called dam ziva. And then when she sees dam after the 80 days, the first 7 is nida. And the next 2 are zava. Put it together and you got up to 150 days. I have the cheshbon on the page. So Amrulo, they said to Mary, Mkein, yesh makasha koyam avin ziva olavihan. You could have somebody your whole life like that. Amrulahan, ma'da taichum yishum nefalim. That'll only work if she has constant miscarriages. But ain't koshi the nefalim. The rule is there is no koshi the nefalim, meaning if a woman miscarries, that's not called koshi. Tana Rabbanan, Yeshua am me'ayom ve'ein ziva ola behen. Now we move away from Meir and say, woman could see for 100 straight days without ziva. Ketzad, same thing. Shnaim below 8, v'shiva nida, u'shnaim shalachari nida. That's 11, 2, 7, 2. Shvonim shalakivan, then she gives birth. So we're not going to do kishui before birth, just without kishui. 11. Plus 80 of a nekevah is 91. Shivani da, shnayim shalachar nida. And then 7 plus another 2, it's 100. So my kamashvelan, what's that teaching? Because that's opposing the position that says that it's not possible for the kever to open without dam. It's possible for the uterus to open and have no dam, in which case this cheshbon will work out. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, said she gets a month. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, Dayachod Shah, Vishpada Rahakel Lachmir. It's not exactly Lahakel, we'll see. Kitzad Kashtah Shnaim Vesof Shmini. So again, I have an interesting position here that Rabbi Yehuda is going to claim that giving birth in the ninth month means at the end of the ninth month. Possibly. So now, if she had Koshi at the very last 2 days of the eighth month, Vechad Bechlat Shei, and one in the beginning of the ninth month, she gave birth right away in the ninth month, or is your lot of Azov? That's your lot of Azov, because 2 out of the 3 days were in a non-Koshi time that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow for. But if it's only 1 day at the end of the eighth month, and 2 at the beginning of the ninth, either she gave birth at the end of the ninth month, ain't your lot of Azov. Of course, that's assuming that she didn't have Dom in the meantime. So that's not your lot of Azov, because she gets that month, starting from the beginning of the ninth month, and since 2 out of 3 days were then, that's what you call it. So Biyuda must hold that Rosh Chodesh is Gorim, meaning the beginning of the ninth month automatically kicks in. Is that true? He says women always give birth at 271, 2 or 3 days from conception. So therefore, it can't be any time in the ninth month. The answer is, Hudamar Chasidim Rishonim. Shmuel was following this position of Chasidim Rishonim. Chasidim Rishonim, El Yuayu Mishamashim Itoten El Rabbi Yibishavat. They would only be on Wednesday. So, Evo Nashotehen Lidei Chilul Shabbat. So, their wives would not end up being Machalot Shabbat, by having a baby on Shabbat. And do the Cheshbon, you'll see that it comes out. Wait, Rabbi Yibitulo? You just said there's 3 possible days they could give birth. So Amar Vivailach, they wouldn't have a baby, they wouldn't conceive, or they wouldn't have relations on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, or Shabbat. And so therefore, it would then go, because remember, 273 is an exact number of weeks, and it's 39 weeks. And so for the couple days before that, so therefore they would not have bia from before Shabbat till all the way back to Wednesday. So Amar Zutra, what was the reason? This is when Hashem blesses Rut with a baby. That's 271 in Gematria, Herayon. If women give birth partway through the ninth month. So even according to the physician who says they don't, but if a woman gives birth early, it could be as early as the beginning of the seventh month, or any time in the seventh month. Remember, in Chazal's world, an eighth-month baby was basically dead. What's the proof? This is when Chana conceives. What's the tkufot hayamim? A tkufa is a season. So, mitkufot shtayim, 2 seasons means 3 months plus 3 months, 6 months. Mute yamim shtayim and another 2 days. So, 2 days into the seventh month, she can already have a baby. Okay, Rabbi Yosef and Shimon say, ein koshi yotem shtei shabbatot. She only has 2 weeks before birth to call it koshi. Amar Shmuel, maitam ayod rabbanu, where'd they get that from? Dichtiv, tamah shvuayim kinidata. That when a woman has a nekeva, she's tamea 2 weeks kinidata. Meaning kinidata, v'lo kezivata, they compare it to nida. Michlal de zivata Torah. She could have a ziva, which is tohara. How could you be a zav and tohara? V'kama shvuayim, it's 2 weeks, which is koshi before, during yimei ziva, before birth. Tonaman, yesh makasha, esrim hamisha yom. We're going to do the same thing we did with 150 and 100 now in a different configuration. You could have koshi for 25 days, v'ein ziva la behen, and no ziva. Ketzad, so shnayim below 8, 2 on days 10 and 11, shiva nida, then 7, shnayim shalachar nida, another 2, that's 11, that 11 automatically in, masa shavlad mitaher, and another 14 days before birth. All right, in other words, they're saying at birth, certainly that's not going to work, but up until birth. V'yevshar shetit kasher, asumi shisha yom below vlad, it's impossible for her to have 26 days that are approved unless she actually has a vlad. V'lote yoled pizov, unless she's yoled pizov. Below Vlad, without a Vlad, 3 days is enough to make her Tmeya. Meaning, if there really is a Vlad there, she couldn't go more than 26 days, Bekoshi, and not be Yoled Bezov. So I'm really wrong, but how below Vlad Tani? It doesn't say Makom Sheish Vlad, it says below Vlad. Allah Amar Rav, it means like this, Hachi Kamar, Yevshar Shitit Kasheh, Asim Shisha Yom, Makom Sheish Vlad, Lotei Yoled Bezov. It's impossible if there's going to be a baby, for her to be in Kasheh for more than 26 days without being Yoled Bezov. But if there is no vod, just a nefel, then 3 days is enough. My time ain't kosher to nefelim, because the rule we already saw, that when it comes to a nefel, we do not call any pains involved koshi. Okay, we'll pause this point. We'll pick up with the last podcast in this parak, and the next podcast, in the meantime, it should have a wonderful day.